Don, obviously, Sunbelt Ag Expo set up here again this year, serving a lot of folks. And like anything else, you do get a lot of folks come through. They know the good taste of these peanuts and grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, don't they?
Absolutely. They want these fried peanuts, grilled PB&Js. And, you know, we even gave out of the PB&Js yesterday. Some folks not here because there was a little hurricane that we had, but this is always a big event. We get to see a lot of consumers and some farmers and everybody. So it's a good event for us with a lot of people.
Well, as you said, we had a little hurricane come through here, and we all know about what we're hearing about damage, this, that, and the other. So let's talk about your peanut farmers. Where do we stand on?
So, Michael, for peanut farmers, is still a little bit of an invisible problem because we've got peanuts that are in the ground that haven't been dug yet. We've got major infrastructural problems in some areas where elevator legs are down. They have no power to dry the peanuts. So no way to even grade peanuts right now. So farmers are kind of at a loss. If they can get in the field, about the most they can do is right now go ahead and dig the peanuts, let them air dry. And our quality always goes down if we have to air dry peanuts because we're just leaving them in the field too long, too much in the sunshine. And so it's a challenge for farmers. We'll know better when we get through with the harvest. You know, cotton and pecans, it's easy to see it because it's above ground. Our situation is below ground, but I know that our crop condition index right now is really gone down since the hurricane came through. And I'm hearing a lot of farmers talk about the fact that a lot of the peanuts are going out the back of the combine because they just got in the field, went ahead and got them done, but they're too dry, and so they just float out with the airflow and go out the back of the combine.
Right. Well, I know you all are doing everything you can, but as you and I talked beforehand, the job of promoting peanuts continues no matter what. You got a big event this weekend, don't you?
So we do. We have the Taste of Atlanta Festival, and it's a big food festival up in Atlanta. It's at the 4th Ward Park right in Midtown, and so a lot of people come through, and we're going to be there again with the peanut flag up, and we've got cooking demonstrations. We've got a chef that we're working with on an educational program right there. We'll be giving samples, and the folks now with Elmhurst Dairies will be there. They've got this brand-new milk peanut product, both a chocolate and a white milk. So we've got a lot going on there. It's interesting, but a lot of the folks that we'll be seeing are looking for plant-based milks. And me, I'm a regular dairy cow milk and peanut butter and jelly sandwich guy. But I understand that consumers have desires, and so we're working toward that.